This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Miami Heat win last night. Goosey's galore. We'll get back into it. Leroy, Sports Talk on WQM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays at the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right. So what was your what were you gonna say during the
I don't even know
what?
Because
You thought you were gonna box me in with that whole point?
No. Because Michigan right now is 15th.
Yep.
They've lost to USC, and they've lost to Oklahoma.
Right.
And they're 9-2, just like half the half the colleges, the people ranked. If they beat Ohio State in a rivalry game, then what?
Then they should go to the playoff. That's what I feel.
Who you moving out?
I don't know. I'm not worried about that right now.
But let me ask you this.
They definitely deserve to go.
Let me ask you this. Who would be more deserving, Michigan or?
Or Miami?
Miami.
Be hard to argue beating the number one team in the country.
Okay.
They haven't lost in 2 years, and the only time the only team they've lost to in 2 years is you. It would be a hard argument to keep them out.
Okay. I just because I don't think that they have a chance. I think they have a chance to win. I don't think they have a chance of getting in, but simply because if you look at their schedule, they played three ranked teams. It'll be three ranked teams, four ranked teams, and they lost to two of them. And so, no, I don't like – and this is my school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it. They're too far back.
Well, I mean – I don't think you are too far back. I think if you beat Ohio State, like that's as big a feather in the cap as anybody can have right now.
The only thing is, I don't know what the Big Ten championship ramifications are. I think Indiana already plays Ohio State.
Yeah, I think so. I think so because they beat Oregon. So I think that would be set. But you know, you're right. Like that's going to probably if you beat Ohio State, you're which you probably will because Ryan Day never beats Michigan.
I've been going at it already.
What's the bet? Are you doing bets again this year?
No, I haven't gotten to that point yet. I text my friend who doesn't talk trash, you know, the golf course guy. I said, any last words? He goes, nope. I said, I guess I'll call KB then.
So you're looking for business is what you're saying.
I'm looking for business. I'm not looking for business. I like seeing because they're already talking about who may or may not play. I say the only difference between Michigan and Ohio State this year is Justin Sayin has had the luxury of being able to grow at the position because the surrounding talent around him is awesome.
Mm.
Whereas Michigan, they put him in there from the first day he got there, and the talent isn't as good. So he's been had some bumps along the way.
Bro, get over the line of scrimmage. You're like talking, your microphone's in your chin.
It doesn't. Look, hold on. There.
All right. You got a neutral zone infraction.
Lined up off sides. Chin.
Chin. The chin.
Back up. 33. Back up.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Why?
You just don't stop. He doesn't stop.
I'm trying to get the people to hear you clearly.
Yeah.
You know, it is my
you know where,
sole duty.
You know
on
where
this planet.
My boom works perfectly?
At home?
Yep.
That's not true. It doesn't.
Ja'Marr Chase has apologized for spitting.
Oh, he denied it before. There's video evidence. In fact, you even hunkered up. Because that was a big loogie.
Yep.
Like when Dak Prescott did it, you could barely see it.
There is a report from Brittany Gilroy of The Athletic.
No relation.
No.
I'm just like.
Oh, Gilroy. I apologize. Not Gilroy. My bad. I want to get it right. I apologize.
He said my bad.
I said my bad. Okay. Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out how did those letters make what came out of your
I'm
mouth.
A little dyslexic.
It could be a little.
It wasn't a thing when I was a kid.
What?
Dyslexia.
You just couldn't read? Just
couldn't read. My handwriting was so bad at one point. My third grade teacher asked my father, she goes, "Hey, you think you should?" Because I was just getting into baseball and I was trying to throw left-handed. She goes, "You think you should try and write left-handed?" I was like, "Damn, is that bad? The handwriting is that bad?" She's like, "Interesting, interesting. What if we try this for schoolwork?" I just stuck with the chicken scratch at the right hand. And I started throwing ready too. So,
are you left-handed?
No. Okay. That's how bad my handwriting was, though. She wanted me
is
to try.
Is your handwriting
hand.
Still bad?
I think so. I think so. But I type most stuff now.
My stuff is the opposite because we had to learn how to write as kids.
I'll tell you what. My handwriting is so bad I could cheat at my son's homework and they wouldn't know the difference.
Because you're about the same.
That's wild.
It's like a child's writing.
And they're about on the same grade level. So, like,
wait, what grade is Tommy in?
Fourth.
Yeah, okay, so he's probably like at medium font now, not like that big.
He's starting to pass me. Like he's like, hey, his writing's a lot clearer than mine now. Because my wife's got really good handwriting.
My wife says I write like a girl.
She's got penmanship.
Yeah,
now I want to see your handwriting.
Anyway,
because that was like when I was growing up, the school that I went to, that was a big deal.
Penmanship.
Yes, you had to write so people could understand what the hell you were writing.
So, Brittany Garoli of The Athletic, she reports that the Marlins and Kyle Stowers are reportedly very far apart on an extension. Kyle Stowers wants 8 years, $100 million for his extension. The Marlins, they're like, hear me out, 8 years, $50 million. That's a big difference. It's a big difference. Now, he's not arbitration eligible till next year. He's not a free agent until he's 30. So, I mean, it's not like he's leaving the fish, but their lone all-star last year, because he was good, especially before he got hurt.
Yeah.
Well, you know, let's just say.
Are they just like, but the problem I always have with this is to get a quality player, you're not going to be able to get him for the cheap all the time.
Right.
And so at some point, you're going to have to invest into your youth because they trade guys for prospects in hopes to get a guy that could do the same thing that the guy that you got rid of did. It never works out. Not over and over and over again. Even the Astros did it over and over again, and then they got their core. When are we going to get to the point where, okay, these are the guys we're rolling with?
I don't know. She also reports that the Marlins are entertaining offers on Sandy, which they had previously thrown cold water on.
Already? Well, you see what I mean?
It's the offseason. It's hot stove, baby.
All right.
So I just wanted to bring this up just because it seems like my idea of them throwing the bag at Pete Alonso for 1 year is not going to come to fruition.
You You know what? You make it worse.
Why?
Because you suggest stuff you know damn well they're never going to do.
That's not, well, they should take my suggestions.
No,
great
they
idea.
Should.
They should. It's a great idea. Just give Pete Alonso $30 million for 1 year.
Okay.
Bruce, do the no state tax thing. It works for the Panthers.
Other window.
Bruce, Shermanator. Do the no state tax thing. It works for Bill Zito. 1 year. Give me the polar bear.
It's 1 year. We just need one. If we have
dude,
a corner.
But you dude, can't
if we,
build.
If one of our corners.
You understand the way that they are talking about building a team for not only now, but years to come. You don't build a team with doing 1 year, $30 million contracts.
Dude, they won a World Series doing it to Pudge. It was $10 million at the time. But that was like $30 million last year. Or those that 20 years ago.
More net.
That was it was 1 year, $10 million.
Yeah, but I'm saying it. Yeah, but that was different. They still had their core. They had their core guys, the pitchers, the catcher, first. They had guys, and then they brought.
We have a lot of a core. We got the one that we need a power hitting corner infield spot guy. We need that.
Yes,
I need a power hitting first baseman.
I know that.
Or
so,
a third baseman.
Let me
pop.
Ask you this. And. I want them to spend money because I hate in baseball how you trade a good player to get prospects and hope the prospects are as good as the player you got rid of. That drives me crazy.
Yep.
But let me say this. If they are trying to build a team that, say, can compete for 3 or 4 years, I'll give them that. And Stowers is a part of that. At what point are they going to say, make the move? Let's do it. We are farther along than we thought we were going to be. Let's get some of these guys signed up.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, look, he's the only guy I think they got to really have any thought of, like, locking up. And they don't really have to do it till next.
So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the way they're talking with Stowers,
mm-hmm.
and then you hear rumors that Sandy's on the table, then what is that telling you? They don't think they're there yet.
Here's the thing with Sandy, okay? And I love Sandy. And I want Sandy to be a Marlins lifer. I would like that. But, look, it took him half the season to get going last year coming off surgery. Hold on. I'm going to give you my thoughts. Give me thoughts. And then you hop in. You can counterpoint. The thought is like, all right, what if this is the beginning of him being elite? Not good, elite. And you could get a haul for him. Now, the other side of that is he's the only guy you're paying. You're paying, what, $17 million for him? I just read in this article, the Marlins are getting $70 million in revenue sharing.
And they don't even spend that much on their roster.
No, they don't.
Right.
So, what I'm telling you is, go get me the polar bear! One year!
I thought we were...
Get me the polar bear, Bruce Sherman! What are you doing with that money?
Can I ask you a question?
You hit up Judge Judy, you get all the owners together, and you say, 1 year of the polar bear, you break the Mets' heart, let's do it. Let's get irresponsible.
Can I ask you a question?
You had to bring up the judge.
Why do we talk?
What do you mean?
I thought we were past that. I thought we had a conversation.
It's 1 year, dude.
No, I thought we had a conversation with why the team wouldn't. So you're going to pay one guy more than you pay Sandy?
Yeah, so? What does he get? Sandy signed his contract. He's got a guaranteed deal. What does one thing have to do? You calling Sandy a pocket watcher?
No.
1 year, dude. Mm-hmm. You see one corner infielder who can bop. Mm-hmm. Got nobody. If I got to go through another year of Eric Wagaman, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I got a hell of a text.
About Eric Wagaman? I know. He was very annoying last year.
Yeah, look. Hmm?
I think in translation that means get me the polar bear, 30 mil, baby. Eric Spoelstra had a crazy revelation yesterday before the game.
Oh, play Kalo?
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Miami Heat, they win last night 106-102. Over the Dallas Mavericks.
Squeaky cheese.
Oh, squeaky cheese. When Jaime turned that ball over, I was like,
no. I mean, was that the most nonchalant throw-in to?
I think that's the one thing. Like, you don't have Jovic. That's his thing, 6'10", passing the ball. And they're doing the whole offense for these. Let's get Jaime in there. Look, stop taking Khalil Ware off the floor. Let's not get cute, Spo, okay? You put him out there nonstop. That's how this needs to go.
Yeah.
But they end up getting the win, and 5 in a row, 12-6, third in the East. Toronto is above them, and then Detroit's won 13 in a row. They tied a franchise record yesterday. Very impressive season by them. But Eric Spoelstra had this, like, look during the pregame, right? And he was asked about the new offense, right? This has been the very chic thing. We're all talking about the new offense, right? And I got to tell you, I saw this Noah LaRoche before the game. He's the whiz kid from Memphis that we stole. And I was
that
like,
Ja doesn't like?
That Ja didn't like the style of the offense. That's correct.
Yeah.
And I just wanted, like, I didn't think it was appropriate, but I was thinking about if I should just go up there and shake his hand. But I didn't do it. I didn't think it was professional, J-Fig. That's why I didn't go up to him. But I wanted to go up to him. Yeah, I'm a professional. And I just wanted to go up to Noah, and I'd be like, shake your hand. You know, like, thank you. Thank you for bringing this to Eric Spoelstra, because he was asked about this last night. So I believe the great Chuck Cooperstein, voice of the Dallas Mavericks, asked this question. I think it was him. And he was asking, he was like, you know, hey, Spo, you know, for those who haven't been around, like, what's the deal with this new offense? Like, where'd it come from? And I want you to look at Eric Spoelstra's eyes when he talks about this, because the pain and shame that he goes back to when he's asked about this, like, you could just tell how much last year impacted him in the way that it ended. And just take a little looky-loo and a listen. For our radio audience, like, you're going to, like, when he starts talking about them getting bounced, it's like Eric Spoelstra witnessed a crime that he's flashing back to. That's like, that's the look you should imagine on his face when he's describing this. But it was such a vulnerable moment from Spo on where he was at the end of last year when they got smoked.
Eric, for those who have not seen you guys a whole lot this year, what was the moment, or is there an epiphany that, you know, last year 27th in pace, this year you're first? Like, you know, historic, like the fastest pace in 44 years. What brought you to that moment where you said, we got to change?
Yeah, I mean, what I've told everybody in this room several times, you know, we were absolutely outclassed and embarrassed in a really bad way in the playoffs. Last time we walked off this floor, we got beat by 55. I mean, it was almost like a misprint. It's the most embarrassing thing I've ever been a part of. The locker room felt the same way, and we had plenty of time to reevaluate things during the offseason. We were done, and it wasn't even May, and we were done. So we had plenty of time to
give him a tissue
to work on things.
done.
And then we just wanted to be open-minded. You know, the first day of camp, I said I would just want to embrace, you know, the unknown. And I viewed that as a good thing. You know, there's some possibilities here, but I also wanted for there to be and continue to be surprises as the season goes along.
There you go. Did you not see like the look in his face? Like he like
no. This is when you heartbroken. This is when you know when he does this.
Wasn't
he does the hands?
Yeah,
he does
the hands. The hands drop.
He did the hands drop?
It was like look, crazy. His eyes,
like he was like this, full of energy, and then he had to talk about last year.
That was. I mean, PTSD.
That was.
Like, that was like he was not was okay. Running through his mind. Like his eyes were just like.
I would imagine that. Yes, losing by 55, it makes you do some self-evaluations. You know what I mean? It makes you want to try to figure some things out, and I think that's what happened.
That's crazy.
Yep.
But like it's obvious that they were embarrassed. He said that they were humbled, but it wasn't even the words.
Humbled.
It was.
Do you see the way those guys walked off that?
Floor? Yeah, it was embarrassing. No, it was humiliating. It was a humiliating effort. But I think that the thing that is like,
what would you expect? You won 37 games last year. Like I'm not trying to like say they shouldn't be embarrassed, but I'm saying based on the way that season went for both of those two teams, you had to know at some point this was going to get ugly. You're not going to just all of a sudden turn it around.
I think here's the thing that's embarrassing about it, though, is like if Cleveland did that and then like they went to the NBA Finals, it's
you
one thing.
You can live with that.
Like if you did that to the Oklahoma City Thunder, I think I could live with it a little more. The fact that like they're not a playoff juggernaut, you know, they were a good regular season team for sure.
They were in the Heat a few years ago when they were number one in the conference.
Yeah, I don't know, but like it was just one of those things. Like, is that's the team that was the biggest margin of defeat of all time? It's such a bad scarlet letter for this coach, who's I think it was the third, maybe the third time he's ever been swept,
right?
Ever,
right?
And
that wasn't even swept.
It's double swept.
They didn't even.
But like, you could just see the
they just scooped you up like a dead frog in the driveway.
Roadkill.
Yeah.
And you could just like you could just tell. Do you feel like he looked back when he got to his office? And because he like you could see when he mentions May, and you could just see he probably looked at his office on his calendar and it just said April. It's not even May,
right?
What am I gonna do with all this time?
Right.
I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna reinvent offense, dude.
Well, you kind of have no choice because that's the way the league is going.
Yeah, but nobody
like it's not. It's
not like this pace, dude.
No, I get it. I get it. But keep in mind, the crazy thing about this is you've always had these guys. You had one guy who wouldn't cooperate. Jimmy wasn't a runner.
Right.
But you look at all the other guys. You ever see when Jimmy's on the bench, they always try to pick it up? Maybe it was something that he was probably looking at before he actually did it, and then the way the season went, and the way your
Their offense
your roster
been,
changed.
Their offense has been statistically terrible. They had to change something, but I think the thing is with Eric Spoelstra, because I think people were wondering, is like, hey, was he too set in his ways? And I do think that you're seeing a guy. This guy has obviously been a great coach his entire career.
Well, that's what great coaches adjust.
And I think that that's been the thing. It's like, oh, all right, you're about to see my next move. Remember, like, positionless, back with the big three.
Hold my beer.
You know, making a bunch of G-leaguers 500. this is going to be my great symphony
right here.
Got you. And so I think that's the cool thing. But, I felt so bad. When I saw that look in the pregame from him, right. I'm like, oh, my God, he still feels it.
We were absolutely outclassed and embarrassed in a really bad way in the playoffs. Last time we walked off this floor, we got beat by 55. I mean, it was almost like a misprint. It's the most embarrassing thing I've ever been a part of. The locker room felt the same way, and we had plenty of time to reevaluate things during the offseason. We were done, and it wasn't even May.
That's where it got him.
We were done.
So
we had plenty of time.
We were done to work on things.
It was crazy.
He was like looking into a dark hole in that moment.
We were done.
I'm
like, when have I not coached basketball in May?
Oh, man.
It catches you. I'm telling you, the one thing that is literally like the worst part of the season, like you get into a rhythm, right? Mm-hmm. Where this is what you're doing. You get to the playoffs, boom, 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 and then it ends. And like when it ends and you go to the locker room, you don't know what to do. Like, okay, what are we doing tomorrow, right? Brutal, that feel. I know that feeling. Now, I can honestly say that at no point in time did I get mollywopped.
Never felt like you had to reinvent yourself.
And the only time I did was when we played. So after we lost in '98, you know, the 15-1 team. The very next year we won division again. We went to, but we had to go to the Rams and play, and we were up like 27-20 at halftime. Right? We lost 49-27.
Jeez.
And we didn't know, like, they went on to win the Super Bowl, but that's how things change. So you have to kind of change with it.
Did you call Kurt Warner grocery boy before the game?
Was that the year? No, that was next day. Was that Kurt Warner's year?
I don't know.
That might have been. It might have been.
Hello, Dan Day. How are you?
I'm good, good.
What
a little sweaty, but good.
he just popped in here? Like, what are they doing? They just ushered all the board ops into the fishbowl. What's going on over there?
Once again, I ask no questions.
You ask no questions.
I just need it, man.
Yeah, Brittany just texted me this. She goes, oh, by the way, there's a meeting in the middle of the show, which is always my favorite thing.
Dan, what Big Lynn got going on?
She just now called me. She's probably coming back from the gym and getting ready to cook something.
Oh, she's here?
No. She's at home. She just calls me every day to check in, make sure I'm still alive.
Well, you know, like, back home, first of all, I've never eaten Thanksgiving after, like, 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Until I got here. We eat, in Louisiana, we eat early.
I mean during the first half of the Lions game.
Yes. We eat early, and then you get your second win, and then you eat for that evening game. So I'm not used to having dinner at 5 o'clock. So, Dan, you know, like, we have, even on Sunday, like Sunday, if you have dinner or whatever, it's at 12, 1 o'clock. It's a weird thing.
Yeah, my grandmother would always ask me, why would you want to eat later in the day when you can eat earlier? I said, okay.
Yeah, we're doing a late dinner.
Late dinner's only when I left Louisiana, then dinners were late, and I was thrown off by that. I'm like, what were we supposed to eat during the day?
Got appies.
Right. Like, y'all don't make enough where you could get seconds? I said, maybe after the second game, I might want a sandwich or something.
Last year, I had the stupid football game during the game, during the dinner. So I'm glad we could just enjoy.
Here's the other thing. So, like, you had this problem, I have this problem. Like, you have people over your house, they're not in the sports like you are.
That wasn't too big a problem. I was able to watch the game, but it was having to do a talk show while everything was going on. That was awesome. That definitely bought me a lot of brownie
points.
I had
one with the Canadians. They took all the TVs and put them in the garage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Heat, they win last night, as did your Florida Panthers. So shout out to the Cats getting one done in Music City. We'll get back into it, but now it is that time where we like to play a little Damage is Done, my friend. Go around the room when people get here. You know what the damage is done? I'll tell you what the damage is done. How about not knowing when a segment starts? You know, like, I love the bluster and the bravado from these two jackals where they walk out of the room and they're like, there's a meeting going on during the show. And they don't even show up for the show. They don't even show up for the show. Like, the lack of professionalism around here. It's crazy, Dan Day.
Damage is done.
You want to talk about damage is done? And then they're going to come in here, some song, oh, we got caught up, there was some story. It's nonsense. Do your job.
And then when I tell them, hey, we're coming back, like, you don't have to tell me we're coming back. I know we're coming back.
Yeah, we know. And then the thing that this has become my favorite thing is they like to allege that Jennifer has an alarm, which, I mean, if you want to talk about the last person I'd trust with an alarm in this planet, it may be J Fig. So the fact that these two are showing up hobnobbing in the middle of the segment nonstop is
crazy.
It's
not crazy. The middle of the segment. It's the beginning middle of the segment.
No, the
okay.
Middle of the, no, the beginning of the segment was 3 minutes ago. No. It's the middle of the segment because we've
it
started the segment.
Red.
No, listen, you're lashing out. And I you basically did halfway to what you did in the first segment. And you, I don't even know what to say to you. You sit here, you talk about meeting during our show, you go have your own little kitchen meeting.
I was waiting for my coffee.
Oh, I'm so glad. Where did you go? Vice City Bean?
Hey, why?
Lashing out, man.
What? Wrongful behavior.
I'm lashing out.
Yeah.
Lashing out? Yeah. Lashing out? Oh, I'm sorry.
-1 for tardiness, for hobnobbery, for lashing out.
Now we can get the damages done. Unbelievable. You guys familiar with Creighton?
Creighton's or Creighton?
Creighton, the school. The college.
Yeah.
Omaha! Creighton, the basketball school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They helped win me a parlay last year in March Madness. Well, they were playing Baylor, and we had ourselves a block charge call. Guy goes up for the dunk, misses the dunk. They end up calling blocking foul. Whatever, you know, inconsequential. But not to the Creighton radio voice. He was none too pleased with this call.
Carr into the paint, missed the dunk, and a blocking foul. What are you talking about? That was 2 seconds after the play ended. Carr driving. He's outside the circle. He's outside the circle and he's set. He was outside the circle and he was set. Brett Smith blew it. He was outside the restricted area. He was straight up and down. He was set like the statue sitting out in front of New York, New York, and they called that. That's an absolutely horse crap call. In a game that's been played out like this. Unbelievable. Bailout call by an incompetent referee. And ball don't lie.
Wait. Did he have a list of things to use?
Wow.
And then he threw a little ball don't lie after that.
He sure did.
Yeah.
He sure did. Wow.
All right.
That was crazy. Damage is done, my friend. I'm sorry that that happened to you.
Damage is done, my friend.
What about you?
Well, we all know.
Now that you're here.
We all know what my damage is done is.
I don't know what your damage is done is.
I went to the University of Michigan.
Oh.
From New Orleans.
Okay.
Played in the NFL for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Had some success there. Been a nice little life for myself.
Nice.
Like what I do now.
Oh, I know where we're going with this.
So, when I say to somebody, Google me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that.
No.
Because Google is not accurate.
Because then if they did that to you in person, they'd be like,
And Jennifer.
Hi.
Why did you have to make yourself look like Shaq?
I didn't. That wasn't me.
Yes.
That look was at Google. That.
That's crazy.
That wasn't me.
What are you more upset about, them calling you Leroy Ford, sometimes referred to as Leroy Horde, or them calling you 5 foot?
They made him Sabrina Carpenter's height, which is insane.
Me and Sabrina Carpenter are the same height.
Tough.
I don't even know how, like,
They made you a Barbie.
I was taller than 5 feet in, like, the 10th grade.
I'm sorry.
This is like a mystery. We need to get down to the bottom of this because who's out to get Leroy? Who did this? And was it always 5 feet? I feel like no.
You know who
no.
I bet it was?
Who changed it?
Ron Pitts.
No.
Oh.
That Russian lady who we met. Z Googles.
Oh. Yeah.
You'll think
we're laughing during her meeting.
Yeah, we laughed during her meeting.
That was almost our last day. I ain't gonna lie.
You'll think because fine.
Because I looked up. Toby looked at me. It did the eye thing. So I was already next to her going, trying to quiet laugh.
I bet she's hacked Google, dude.
And then Beast just put his head down.
Because she knew all the ways to, like, finagle Google. That's what her job was to basically finagle Google, get us better search results. I think she messed with your Googles.
More mouth than body. Yeah, I know. I know. This is crazy. This is my damage done. Like, you would think that I did enough to, like, look at that. That is just not acceptable. Look at that.
I mean, I told you guys
you know
was
she did that, right?
Huh?
You know Google didn't really do that, right? You know she did that, right?
I know.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Sometimes I don't know if you know.
Technically, Google
in that picture,
Gemini did
you
that.
Literally look like you're 6'7".
No, that's my exact height.
Oh, my God.
Dude, all
these
I
kids,
said.
Let me tell you something.
That's an absolutely horse crap call.
These kids love that 6'7". They were doing that every time they played the 6'7". One time, the game, the Heat had 67 points, and all the kids around us were just doing 6'7".
Which I still have no idea what that
doesn't mean anything.
It means nothing.
It means nothing. Jennifer, what damage is done for you?
Well, besides almost hurting myself coming over here.
Being late coming over here?
Listen, I was running and I hurt my ankle.
Listen, I told her, please don't run. She looks awkward. And she's got fancy little flip-flop slide things on with the hook on the back. That look like they provide zero to no support.
Yeah, you're doing unnecessary speed shuffles. Like, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The damage is done.
You're not running.
You're late. It's the two of you. I mean, you can't.
No. This is about Jennifer.
Damage is done.
It's not.
It is.
It's not. You're both late. But go ahead.
Oh, so I was helping my best friend prepare a turkey for the first time ever for her. And
have you ever prepared a turkey?
I've always watched people do it.
Oh, so it's like the blind leading the blind.
No, but
two people who've never actually prepared a turkey.
But see, since I've seen it from my aunt whenever she does it every year, I knew more. So it was really funny being able to see her reactions.
Did she drop?
She was taking out the giblets and stuff like that.
She dropped the bird. Everybody drops the bird.
No, she almost did.
Because it's slippery.
It is slippery.
Yeah.
You got to get some palms under it.
Yeah.
It took a long time, but it was really funny. And that was just my damage, like the things that happened.
Oh, she was just prepping the
damage is done, my friend.
The hard part is on cook day to keep it right. Mm-hmm.
Dan Day, what damage is done for you?
My fellow LSU Tiger, Jamar Chase, finally sees the video of him spitting, which he knew he did, on former Miami Dolphin Jalen Ramsey, and says, I'm sorry, that was not the right thing to do.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry.
Damage is
all
done.
All you can do in that time is apologize and you know, hope for the best. I don't think Jalen Ramsey is going to accept his apology. Do you think anybody asked Jalen Ramsey, do you accept his apology?
You think Jalen Ramsey cares?
I'm asking.
And that might be the first time where the retaliator doesn't get nothing. Oh, he got ejected.
Yeah.
But he didn't get – did you automatically get a fine?
For fighting? Probably. I don't think you find out till like a week later, though. So we might not find out till this week.
No. They send that thing right Monday.
Yeah, Tuesday. But I don't think they announce it until like – I always feel like they're –
He got it. Crazy. The hamage is going to be done on Thursday.
Mm. You want to hear how Mario Cristobal handles Thanksgiving?
Sure.
Yeah.
You practice, you know, you meet, you say grace and give thanks for all the incredible opportunities that we have to be around. I mean, come on, man, this is, you got to have gratitude for what we have, where we are, the things we get to do and whatnot. And so after practice, you know, Thursday is always a day that when practice and meetings are over, that's the window or you get together, and this is one where we'll have our Thanksgiving luncheon here. You know, families are invited. I know that email's going out today, maybe it just did with this interview, but and then the guys that still want more, they're all welcome to our coaches' houses. Some guys would rather sleep. I remember my coach always said, come over for Thanksgiving. I'm like, no, thank you. I'd rather take that time to, you know, relax. So We want to make sure that family is always real first and foremost, but also that's time for space because Friday's pretty busy. You know, you get up, you come, you meet, you walk through, you're on a plane, you land, you get off, you eat, you walk through. So that's their time. So we're there for them if they want it. There's good food everywhere. But it's also, it's really about being one to know, man. That's what everybody wants for Thanksgiving, right? That's what we all want. So that's a long answer for a short question, so apologize.
Had a lot of Mike McDaniel in it.
Wow.
I gotta be honest with you, that's not what I want for Thanksgiving. First thing I want, food before 1-0.
Right.
I want to be fueled up for 1-0.
Here's what sucks is that I never got a holiday off until I got done with football. So it was awkward because I don't have holidays, I just have days of the week. So if New Year's fell on a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday, whatever day of the week that was, that's what we did. Now, what we did do was, on Thanksgiving, you start at 6:30 in the morning. You're done at about 11:30, 12. But you have a regular day. They just take lunch out.
Mario Cristobal always gets the turkey leg, you think, in this house? Breaks the wishbone? No, oh, Mario Cristobal loves a wishbone.
Wait, did,
what?
I'm trying to think.
You don't like the turkey leg?
Let me tell you. I smoked some one time. Mm-hmm. Tried to get them like Disney. Didn't work out.
Dylan says that radio play-by-play guy was like me when they took the Ware dunk away last night. So this was you?
That's an absolutely horse crap call.
That was crazy. They just took his dunk away. Yeah. He's too tall. I'm sorry. You're not allowed to do that, Kalel.
Kalel just seems to get it.
Yep.
Right? Just how he's doing stuff. Now, I will say this. You run a fast-paced game for a guy who's not very fast-paced. So sometimes you got to wait for him to get there.
Yeah.
But that's all bigs.
He's rebounding the hell out of the ball.
He is.
It's very impressive.
Like, did somebody like piss him off or
I don't
somebody?
Know.
It just all
everybody's
of a sudden,
crediting the UD text, but I can guarantee that's not the first. That's not the first time UD has texted
him. We're familiar with UD's work.
Like, I don't know what happened. I don't know if somebody just like. I genuinely don't know what it was. I know everybody's pouring a lot into him, and I just think like the thing with him that's. People always compare him to Whiteside, and I don't think he's like a Whiteside.
He receives everything.
He really does. The thing that's interesting, though, is he's just been very even keel, and now you're seeing him play with this like outward emotion. He's loving it.
Oh,
and
you asked him.
Yeah, and he's just like, play harder.
Play harder.
But he'll do that. Like, he'll just be like, well, what happened? He goes, I guess I was slacking off a little bit, you know? Like, he's
but
honest. I like that about him.
And the thing about that is that that is always much easier to work with. You know what I mean? Because now you can, like, so if you're Spo or you're an assistant coach and you pull him out of the game, Kalel, why are you sitting on the bench? Effort! And they could yell it because he knows.
I think it's always been the thing. The thing that's interesting is I think what everybody is like he's been a very, he's a nice person, and I think everybody's been trying to figure this out basically since he got into college is like, how do we tap into this freak?
I will say,
how do we get into this? And like Mike Woodson, we talked to him a little bit about this, whereas like he needed the money, like do whatever you got to do to get him to that point, because mind you, that was his second college, and this kid, the only flaw on him in the entire draft, Richache, Sar, all these guys who got taken, the only thing this guy had that these guys didn't have is he had a track record of being, I guess, a mope on the court because it's certainly not talent.
So what I would say is this. Sometimes not being confident in what you're doing far as, you know, playing defense, rotating, it's a lot different than in college. You're just guarding the man in front of you, right? So he's got rotations. He's got to be in and out. A lot of different things. It seems like he's getting more comfortable, and he looks like he's where he needs to be almost all the time. And so maybe it's a comfort thing. Maybe he's gotten comfortable where he knows he's doing the right things, and now he can just go out and just play hard. I tell you all the time, the hardest thing for an athlete to do when – you don't know what you're doing, it comes across as you being lazy. And it's more of an unsure thing as far as what to do. Kalel looks like, even with his rotations, coming over and helping, coming over and doing what he needs. He seems like he's moving quicker, and they say it's more effort, but sometimes it looks like he's more comfortable with what he's doing.
I think
doing.
It's a confidence thing.
Right.
Yeah, I
agree
with that.
And he knows what to do, so he can just go out and play. That's big. People don't. You don't understand. It happens with offensive linemen a lot, that when you're unsure, it just looks like you're standing there. We used to have Coach yell onto the field, hit somebody, even if it's the wrong guy, right? And so that's the hard part to moving up a level in sports, is that the responsibilities become greater, because it's not just everybody played like you did in college. Now we got schemes. Now we got help defense. Now we got all these different,
you know, kind of things you have to learn before you can then be yourself. And I think Kalel's getting to the point now where if you see him move, if you see him rotate, mm-hmm. it's quicker. It's now. It's there. And now he can just relax and be him.
Yeah, I think it's reps too. Like I think all – look, I'm not saying that the talking stuff doesn't help. I'm sure you – this guy's got as good a support system as I'm sure it is, but I got to give him credit on it too. He's an unreal talent, and I just think he's 21 years old. Right. You're getting reps of this thing. I think probably Bam being out helped a little bit too. Because he basically
had no choice.
You had no choice.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah,
correct.
You're out here, dude. And so I think that probably helped a little bit too. Is like you're my only option here, and it flourishes. It's like it feels like it's here. And so I'm thrilled to watch it because it feels like you're gonna watch him do something crazy every single night.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.